Upon his escape from Elba and return to power in March of 1815, Napoleon once again worked prodigies of recruitment and organization, rebuilding French forces largely dismantled under the Restoration. Meanwhile, the Allied leaders, meeting at the Congress of Vienna, had quickly agreed to send two large armies into Belgium, an Anglo-Dutch force under the Duke of Wellington and a Prussian army under Gebhard Blücher. Seeking to beat the Allies to the punch, during the first week of June, Napoleon secretly began assembling his new Army of the North along the Belgian frontier, with plans to drive a wedge between the Allied forces and defeat them one at a time. Stepping off on the 15th, the French spearhead drove an isolated Prussian corps northeast as far as Ligny, and eventually came into contact with Anglo-Dutch forces near Quatre Bras. The next day, while both Allied commanders scrambled to respond to the enemy incursion, Napoleon massed the bulk of his force in front of Ligny, and prepared to trap the Prussians by sending his left wing into their rear from the direction of Quatre Bras. When the French left became bogged down, however, he ordered Delon's corps to march upon the Prussian flank from the Brussels highway. In the confusion of the last-minute change in plans, Delon veered off course, arriving in rear of Van Damme's corps at Ligny, and sending panic through the French lines. Realizing his mistake, Delon promptly countermarched his corps to the northwest, but in the end, both wings of the French army were denied crucial reinforcements. Eventually sending the old guard forward at Ligny, Napoleon succeeded in shattering the Prussian line, yet failed to achieve the planned envelopment that might have destroyed Blücher's army altogether. An even larger failure, perhaps, would occur the following morning, when Marshal Ney allowed the Anglo-Dutch army to disengage at Quatre Bras and slip away to the north. Thus, on the 17th, both Allied armies were able to withdraw essentially intact, with Blücher falling back upon Wavre, while Wellington withdrew to a low ridge near the village of Waterloo. Here, after a day of heavy rains, both sides prepared for a major battle that was to decide the fate of Europe.